Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The world is arming faster than we can respond.
Where's 007?
I need a favor, brother. You're the only one I trust for this.
The world's moved on, Commander Bond.
You were 00?
2 years. So stay in your lane. You get in my way, I will put a bullet in your knee. The one that works.
I thought you two would get along.
Name?
Bond.
Bring it.
James Bond.
Bring it.
James Bond.
I love these movies.
Daniel Craig is, I can't imagine who will take on that mantle after Daniel Craig. Mm-hmm. He has done
a great
job.
He's been a great Bond.
Yep.
Fantastic Bond. Tim Lammer's movie reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can always find them at minnesotapersonalinjury.com. Tim, is it all that in a bag of chips?
It is definitely a spectacular movie.
Yay.
And you are right. You can't imagine who's going to replace Daniel Craig, who, when he was cast in this role 16 years ago, he did Casino Royale the year after that. People didn't like him. The critics didn't like him. They said, "Oh, we can't have a blonde Bond. He seems too lame. You know, he seems like he'll be boring and bland."
Hmm.
It's like, oh boy, did he prove them wrong?
He got the last laugh.
Yeah, I mean, I've loved the Bond films my whole life. I mean, my first Bond films were of Roger Moore with Live and Let Die. So he was really Bond for me growing up. But, you know, certainly I embraced all of the others. And then Daniel Craig has been Bond for the last five films. Been sort of a hit and miss thing with him, though. Casino Royale was great. Quantum Solace, I didn't like that very much. Skyfall, spectacular.
Yes.
Spectre was I didn't like it that much. I guess, you know, it was disappointing, maybe. But this one is probably, I should say, is easily the best out of the five.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Great.
Tim, is this in the theaters only, or can you catch this online, video on demand?
No, theaters only. Okay. I mean, and that's the reason why we're seeing it a year and a half after it was scheduled to come out.
Oh.
This was one of the first films that, during the pandemic, where the studio said, no, we're going to cancel. We want the biggest possible audience. Now, are they going to get that? I don't know. All indications are that this thing is going to be the first film in the pandemic to gross over $100 million, which is pretty amazing. But no, I mean, they want this in the theaters only, and it's a story for the big screen. I mean, the film picks up 5 years after Bond retires from MI6. He's in a blissful relationship with Dr. Madeleine Swann, played by Lea Seydoux, who has introduced Inspector. The organization is so sure, in fact, that he's not coming back that they give the 007 ranking to this charismatic young agent named Nomi, played by Lashana Lynch. It's like, wow. You can't take my numbers away from me, but, you know, so there's some fun exchanges about that during the film. But really at the heart of it is this threat by this mysterious masked figure played by Rami Malek. He has this biological weapon that targets the DNA of some people that really wronged him in the past. And, of course, you start with a few people, it can grow exponentially. So the fate of the world hangs in the balance.
Naturally.
Yikes.
Well, I can't wait. I'm definitely these films, the Bond films, are Mark's go-to. Like whenever he's killing time or like when he doesn't know
comfort
what to watch.
Food.
Yeah, it's always a Bond film. It's,
yeah, I mean, this is what I really liked about it. You know, you say naturally about the fate of the world. I mean, it seems like every film, not even the, you know, not all films, Bond films. I mean, all films. You know, it's like, oh, the, you know, threat of world domination or whatever. But this is different. Creatively, this is different. And I think I was certainly pleasantly surprised, and I think you're going to be surprised at some of the creative decisions that they make in this movie. Now, of course, you know, they want Daniel Craig to go out with a bang. This is his last Bond film. Number five, he's 53. He's been beat up too much making these films. So he says, enough is enough. So I really pity the person that's going to follow in his footsteps, because he has made such of an incredible impression. Might be, and this is always up for debate, but I think he might be the best Bond ever.
Oh, that's high praise.
Well,
all right.
Especially after seeing this film. I didn't have any doubt in my mind, especially after seeing this film and the creative choices that they make. It's like, do you really have to go away? Can't you stick around for one more?
Maybe.
No,
you never know.
He's doing those Knives Out movies now. So we're still going to get Daniel Craig, just not as this British secret agent.
Let's move on to the next one, Tim. This is The Addams Family 2.
Cien peri decase tutamen.
Hello? English, please.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
Ooh.
I am completely different from my family.
Why is she avoiding us?
They're both growing up so fast.
Pretty hot. Hey, ladies.
I have the very solution. We are going on a family vacation. Let's roll!
Sucker for movies like this. I hope it's good.
You should apologize. What did you have for lunch?
I did not burp. That was in the movie.
Oh, that was in the movie. Oh, I thought that
jerk.
Was you.
And that sounded like a Jordana burp to
it
me.
Did.
I don't know, but look, this that's a problem we can handle off the air. But the problem in the movie is a problem we all face. Their kids are growing up. Gomez and Morticia, Wednesday. And Pugsley, they're growing up and they're growing disinterested in what the family does. So Gomez and Morticia say, let's gas up the RV with Uncle Fester at the wheel. Let's go on a road trip across the country to bring the family closer together. Of course, nothing ever goes as planned. Look, I love the TV show. I love the Munsters. I love those old black and white shows. The 1991 movie with Raul Julia and Angelica Houston was actually pretty good. This is the sequel to a not-so-good animated movie from a couple of years ago. This one's a little bit better, but it's made for the kids, right? It's it's just a wacky animated comedy with belches, as you heard. They throw in a bunch of pop tunes, modern pop tunes. Doesn't have that macabre vibe that I like in the show. So if you're going to see it, probably suggest that this is one for the younger set.
Mm. So get this, Tim. I read this morning, there has been a jump in sales of white slip-on Vans since the release of Squid Game, because the prisoners wear these white slip-on Vans. So the company,
really?
Yes, the company reported a 7,800% increase in the sales of the sneakers. And I thought to myself, my God, they're wearing sneakers that people are dead. You know, the people are going to die that are playing this game. But can you believe the impact then on real life that this crazy show is already having?
Yeah, I'm sure the people, well, whoever guessed it. I mean, you know, there's a lot of films that have marketing and things in motion when films come out. And then all of a sudden something like this happens. It's like, whoa, what? You know, I think right now what's happening, they're trying to scramble to get Halloween costumes based on some of the
That's
characters
right.
out there as well. So it doesn't surprise me. It might be a little too late maybe for the costumes, but heck, if you're raking in the money with sneaker sales, that's a big victory.
Tim Lammers, we always appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
And thank you,
and thanks for weighing in. Appreciate it, Tim.
Absolutely. Enjoy 007 if you go to see it, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good.
Are you going to go see it?
I'm going to see. Yeah, I'm definitely going
to
see.
And I'll go to the theater too.
Daniel
I've been
Craig.
We've been to the theater, which has been empty. Like when we do a family movie, the theaters have been empty. But I feel comfortable going to the theater.
And you wear a mask in the theater, except when you're feeding your face with popcorn?
Yeah,
and...
I think I'm pretty sure we all wear masks. The kids are way more comfortable.
No time to die. But again, or do I wait a few months and just wait for it to come out video on demand?
That's kind of one of those films I feel like you want to see in the theater.
It's a better experience.
Why are you rolling your eyes over there? David just rolled his eyes at us.
What?
Because Paul loves doing stuff at home. I think that's one thing. And you've said this. You've learned over the last year and a half that you would rather do stuff at home. You go for the delivery. You go for the movie at home, right?
I'm a bit of a homebody.
Yeah.
Given the choice, I'd rather keep it easy.
But the theater is an experience. I think I like doing that with the fam. It's one thing we can all agree to do, and it's just fun. And then we talk about it after. It's fun.
Yeah, if both boys were in town and we could take the family, that might be a different story.
But wait till you start getting dragged to stuff like Disney on Ice and
all
the Disney movies.
I can't wait to do the Disney stuff.
Honey. Mm-hmm.
With Jordan.
Jordan, when he gets older.
Not named after you.
Yes, he is.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.